I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, January 4th. Manette Community Health Center of Quincy is offering free COVID-19 tests for Quincy residents on Tuesdays at the future site of the new Special Education Center on Old Colony Avenue. Pre-registration is recommended but not required. Call 774-406-5400 to register. The tests will be available on Tuesdays from noon to 4 p.m. The swab tests will be self-administered but will be monitored by Manette medical staff. Test results will be available within 24 to 48 hours. The testing will continue for at least 7 more weeks. Two Quincy businesses have decided not to renew their liquor licenses in the new year. Southside Tavern on Liberty Street and the Sportsplex at Marina Bay. The tavern will be replaced by a new apartment complex, and the Sportsplex is closing due to the pandemic. Also recently, the Board of License Commissioners approved Brazilian Flavors Bakery to open at the former Dunkin' Donuts at Southern Artery and Washington Street in Quincy Point. The city will present plans for a new police station to the Quincy Conservation Commission this week. The proposal calls for a new building to replace the existing building on C Street and also house the fire department administration and emergency management. The plans call for a parking garage, surface parking, a memorial park for first responders, and infrastructure improvements. The city already tore down the Stop and Shop gas station and will also take a former VFW post and Father Bill's homeless shelter. The shelter will move across the street and lease a city-owned building. Fox Rock Properties of Quincy wants to redevelop the former Masonic Temple on Hancock Street in Quincy Center. The plans call for a six-story addition behind the former temple with 66 apartments and a restaurant. The historic front facade of the building would remain the same, and there would be some ground-level retail. The nearby Citizens Bank building would also be replaced with new apartments. A reminder, live Christmas trees are being picked up curbside in Quincy on your regular trash day. All decorations and lights should be removed, and trees should not be in plastic bags. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, January 4th.